This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We are asking you, is it wise to be best pals with your bosses, especially with that song just now from Foster the People as well? We've got a whole bunch of messages on Instagram, Twitter, WhatsApp. Arvin, let's go to the Twitter first. What do we have?
Yeah, so this comes from JT at Dr. Jason T. He says, we went island hopping and a ride on a banana boat with my manager in Kota Kinabalu. Great relationships are built over time. Hashtag intrapreneurship.
That could be like team building though. Yeah, what if you do it every other week? Yeah. You do that, like, yeah, then what kind of discussion is going to have, right?
Yeah.
You're going to go into your personal discussions after that, right?
So, once a year, Chukwu.
Once a year is good.
Chukwu, right? There's one from Eli Rahim who says that aren't bosses people too? You might be pleasantly surprised. And then we have a message from Ivan Lo at the Ivan Lo who says, horrors, you made me revisit a bad memory. Trip to Penang, stayed at Mutiara Beach Resort, shared room with quote-unquote boss. He strips down to underwear. I nearly faint from the immensity of man fur.
We're so sorry.
On one side, we got Kevin Yong. He says, there's a Chinese saying, accompanying the ruler is like accompanying a tiger. Best to keep a distance between employer and employees. Why saying that?
On Instagram, some people are saying just yes, some people saying no, some people saying just draw the line. We actually should have done like a poll. Then maybe we would have a better reflection. But I'll try and do like a manual poll. I'll just see how many people said yes and no, and then we'll give you the score towards the end of the show. Also, we are giving away something.
Yes, courtesy of Nala Designs travel set worth over 200 ringgit for the best response. Judges' decisions finally. We'll be in touch with you directly if you think you've got the best response. And of course, you've got to collect the prizes by Jan 6. But keep them coming, you know, and of course, keep listening for the next 2 weeks because we're giving one travel set a day for the next 2 weeks.
We should all jump in joy because apparently the overall salary will increase in Malaysia. It's projected to be at 5.2% in 2019, which is quite similar to this year's growth rate. This is according to Mercer Malaysia. Especially if you're in the life science and technology industries, they're taking the lead. If you're wondering, Singapore down south, they're apparently only at 2.6% for 2019.
So we're doing better.
So Mercer Malaysia CEO Hash Piperdi said on Thursday that most industries are expected to maintain their similar salary growth rates next year, with the exception of consumer goods industry, which has a slight increase of 0.3% more in 2019. It shows that, you know, Malaysia actually remains a highly competitive market. About 38% from the Generation X and then 44% from millennials occupying the workforce this year. The findings points out that life and science technology industries are actually in the top when it comes to highest base pay and total cash increases for executive roles. You also see the side of legal, finance, R&D, semiconductor, biotechnology sectors, even the banking and the financial services industries are all expected to see this healthy growth. It's also that time of the year where, you know, a lot of us are doing your peer reviews and, you know, you're going to have your discussions with your bosses and stuff. So, like, I kind of like following up to that story, I came across an article that talks about how do you ask for a raise.
Okay.
And it's interesting because a lot of people actually would be shy away from asking a raise. They just kind of accept it and then they just kind of grumble online or on air. And they're just like, oh, this is horrible. Like, you should be paid more. So Joanne Bradford, she's the COO at a personal finance company, Sophie. She wrote an article. And we'll post this online on the podcast page as well. So she said she gave like a few good tips. Now I'm just going to go through with you a few of them. So one is you got to first settle on the salary first. What is the ideal amount that you want? Don't just go in and, you know, I need a raise and go, how much? You need to know the answers. You need to do your research. So you got to take that risk as well. One of the things that she said, that the biggest raise that Bradford ever earned was when she was asked to move to a role that had recently been vacated. Although she wanted that position, she was told that the salary increase would only come at a later point. She stuck her foot down. She said, like, nope, this is unacceptable. Unless I get that raise, I'll just keep my current job. It was nerve-wracking for her, but in the end, she actually got that race and the position as well. You got to stick to your foot. You got to put your foot down on this. And then one is timing is everything as well. You know, asking your boss for a raise is not something that you should just do like, you know, on the spur of a moment kind of thing. But you got to think about it. You got to plan about it. And you got to see if you're delivering results. And if you've just delivered a result, then maybe it's a good time for you to revisit that conversation as well, right? And if you just got a new boss, don't do it. Like, that's just a wrong way of approaching your new boss. And then the other thing that is just don't compare yourself to coworkers. You may know what your coworkers are earning and stuff, but you don't know the circumstances around their contracts or their position itself. So don't make that comparison because it will always backfire. Instead, try reasoning out the work that you have done at the company and then the impact that your work has done. And of course, you got to assess the job landscape, right? So, you know, Malaysia is going to see a 5.2% increase in, you know, some of the sectors, you know, doing very well. So if you're in the life science and technology sector, you are expected to see like a 5.2% increase in your salary. So that's maybe a good time. You also got to, you know, see what's the landscape looking like, right? Are you being underpaid? That's one of the ways to go about it.
I'm just reading the article as well. It says that there's muted growth for banking and financial services, but the insurance industry is projected to see healthy growth.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking through it. I don't see anything in media.
We never see anything in media.
I turn the pages over and over. I don't see any growth in media.
So that's why you should go to step number one, bracket, see story number one, be best friends with your boss. Then it's easy.
We're asking you, is it wise to be best pals with your boss? Get in touch with us because we are giving away something from Nala Designs. The best response kind of wins it. Frida's decision is final. Who gets the best response? So get in touch with us. We've had a few really good ones. Keep it coming. This is Money, Money, Money by ABBA, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.